Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I'm your host, John Shookman, and I am so excited to have you with me for today's episode. So today, I'm going to bring you something a little different over the next couple weeks. I'm going to talk to you about this event I've been building this week, and then talk about market research next week that I think will help a lot of you. So I want to talk to you about this event that I'm building, and I'm so glad to have you with me. So I want to really share the full story behind a dream that I've had for years and how basically in a few weeks span turned it into a reality. Not just any dream, right? A business mastermind wrapped around a Savannah Bananas baseball game all at the center of it, and kind of give you the whole story of what brought it all together. So for a long time, I have wanted to host an in-person event. I've attended events that changed my life from so many friends, and you've heard many of them on the show. Vincent Puglisi, different masterminds. My friend Justin Shank has a mastermind that I've been to and really excited about, but nothing ever quite clicked. And that was until about 6 weeks ago on April 22nd. That morning, I had one of those classic ADHD dreamer moments. You know, the ones where you're doing something totally normal. I literally remember it. I was cleaning out my car for some showings that night, and I said, hey, what if I did this? And so I voice messaged my mentor, Vincent Puglisi, and said, hey, what would you think about this if I hosted a mastermind around a Savannah Bananas baseball game? And I've talked to Vincent, right? You guys have heard his name before. He's my mentor. I've known him for years. I've been to live events that he's done. He did the Unconference this past February and is getting ready to roll out the Unconference 2 next February. And I said, like, what would you think of me doing this, right? Like, if you've listened to me for a while, you know I deeply love the Savannah Bananas, care about what they're doing, think they're absolute geniuses. And I would tell you, I've told many people, but you know, you guys here listening to the show, I would tell you that I firmly believe that Jesse Cole, who owns the Savannah Bananas with his wife, Emily, is like the business leader of this century. Maybe that's overstated a little bit. Like if you would ask me a business lesson I'm learning, I'm not learning from the realtors. I'm not learning from these gurus. I'm looking at people like Jesse Cole and people that he looked at. So he looked at P.T. Barnum and Walt Disney, right? And so, you know, as I talked to Vincent about it, he said, that's it. That's your event. But then, of course, he said, don't just listen to me. Go talk to your people. Do some market research. We'll talk more about the power of market research next week. But that was all I needed, right? And here's the thing, guys. I love the connection, you know, this post-COVID world of Zoom, phone calls, text messages. I love that. I think it's very helpful. But I want to pause here and say that I believe so strongly in the power of in-person events, right? It's great. It's changed my life. You know, I can't wait for our event that I'll tell you about in a second because it is going to be, my goal is to make it life-changing. Every time I've stepped into a room like that, it's changed something in me. It's not just about learning. It's about energy, momentum, belief. And I've always wanted to give that experience to others, especially realtors, business owners who kind of feel stuck, alone, or that they only know me from behind a screen. So when the idea came up, here's what it was. It was baseball, business, and the Savannah Bananas, right? When it came up, I did not hesitate. I started talking to people. So before I booked anything, right, I think a lot of you, and we'll talk more about this next week, I think so many of you just are like, I'm rolling out an idea. You know, a buddy of mine, Matt, well, yes, that's his real name. A buddy of mine, Matt, recently reached out to me. Hey, I want to do this event. You have this membership. I'm going to do one like that. Tell me how, right? And I think where Matt made a mistake and so many others that we'll share about next week is they just launched something without talking to people. So before I booked anything, I made over 50 calls. I talked to 54 people. I did not post a flyer. I didn't run an ad. I did what people won't do. I had conversations. So I asked people, would you come to an event like this? Or would people that you know come to an event like this? And would an event like this be something that people find valuable? What would make this event unforgettable, right? And then the vulnerable part is asking people, okay, thanks for that information. Now tell me, you know, what would it be worth? And we'll talk more about the market research next week and what I did. But because of the groundwork, this event was almost 90% sold out within the first week, right? And we'll talk again next week about the power of market research. But here's the point for today. Don't guess what your audience wants. Ask them. Build with them, not, you know, for yourself. And so, you know, let me tell you what the event is not, right? It's not just a night at a ballpark, drinking beer, eating hot dogs. It's not just some guy in a yellow tux or uniforms dancing around. Here's what it is. We've combined basically two exclusive days. Sunday, July 27th, we've got a private luxury Cadillac suite at the Savannah Bananas game at Citizens Bank Park. Catered food, drinks, alcohol, amazing seats, and time to network with high-level other realtors, business owners, entrepreneurs, etc. in this suite for the evening all together. And that's just day one. Then Monday, July 28th, we're doing a high-level mastermind at a beautiful Airbnb. I literally rented out, guys, a 5,000-square-foot cabin. And next week, you'll understand, like, why did you spend, I think it was actually $6,000 on an Airbnb, $3,000 on Savannah Bananas. Why did you spend $9,000 on an Airbnb? Well, I'll tell you about it next week, explaining market research. It was just what my people wanted, though. So day one, right, go to the Savannah Bananas game, private luxury suite, right? And then Monday, July 28th, doing a high-level mastermind at a beautiful 5,000-square-foot Airbnb cabin, trainings, small group discussions, strategy talks, and real conversations about how to grow your brand and your business based on what we saw and what we've seen the Savannah Bananas teach and what we even saw less than 24 hours prior at the game the night before. I've intentionally kept it small and intimate because I want this to be a transformational event. And this is about more than just fun, right? It's about how do we show up in your business differently. It's about modeling for people like what Jesse Cole does. If you want to stand out, you have to do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. I still remember my first video I ever saw of Jesse Cole was a ESPN clip. And he starts it and says, whatever's normal, do the exact opposite. Now, that was a quote from Walt Disney, but that's exactly what this event represents for me. I've watched and followed Jesse for years. He was even on my podcast a few years ago, and I've watched how this changed, not just baseball and how it's played and how people look at it, but businesses as well. You know, it's so funny. Major League Baseball, right, massive organization, expects to have 100 million fans in 2025. Well, the Savannah Bananas, who are really only playing a couple games a week, right? When Major League Baseball is playing 15 games, you know, with 30 teams the day I'm recording this, right? The Savannah Bananas are playing two games in a week. It reminds me so much of Chick-fil-A, you know, have limiting hours, not being open on Sundays. And we'll talk about their business model another time and how they sell more per restaurant than McDonald's, which in some cases open 24/7. So I've watched and followed Jesse for years. And my goal with the event is your chance to step into the same kind of thinking, be different, stand out, whatever's normal, do the exact opposite, and learn how to really grow your business and bring that into your own world. And so here's another part of this. Every time, and market research has helped me with this, every time I talk about who something is for, I want to talk about who it's not for. This event, this idea is not for you if you love chasing leads. This is not for you if you're thinking just about how you can serve yourself and what's in it for you. This is for the business owner who knows they have something special but doesn't know how to stand out in a noisy world. This is for the realtor and entrepreneur and business owners who loves serving others. You know, part of my market research was talking to people, and when they basically talked about how they wanted to help and serve others, they went to the top of the list of people I wanted to invite to the event. And when they saw the value, right, there were certain people that right away were like, I'm in, I want to be in, how can I buy a ticket? And I was like, well, they're not even for sale yet. But this is for people who want to build something different. So if you're tired of being average, of blending in, you're ready to build something memorable, this event is for you. And here's the thing, guys, here's the deal. I don't need to use the podcast to sell the event. The event will sell out. There's only a few tickets left. And then once they're gone, that's it. But I want you really, through how I built this event and how I do my market research next week, I want you to see how to build something different, right? So many of you go and sell an event, a mastermind, even something for a lot of you realtors to your real estate clients, and you go and sell something and nobody buys it. I have so many friends. Oh man, I love them, but I have so many friends that will release a book on Amazon and it never sells a copy. Well, they didn't do any market research, right? Next week, I will literally dive in. I will talk to you about the market research. I did 54 phone calls to create this event with 20 tickets. But if you want in, if your gut is saying, I need something like this, DM me. I'm not even going to share a link because it's not public. You can't, you know, we'd have to have a conversation on if you're a fit. I'm not just letting anyone come. I've told people they cannot come, but I have less than a handful of tickets left. And I can't wait for the group I have coming already. Oh my goodness. It's going to be a room full of people that will change how you think about your business and how you grow. And I'm so pumped. So it's July 27th and 28th. So the 27th will be this Fanta Bananas event. And then, you know, there's spots, couple spots left to stay at the Airbnb. And then July 28th will be the Mastermind event. And I am really pumped for it. So I appreciate you listening. I hope this inspires you, not just to come to my event. I'm going to sell it out. I don't really care about that. But to dream bigger and do business differently, right? And if, you know, I don't care if you're coming or not, really. I would look up Jesse Cole. If you have not studied him and their business model, go look it up. And I promise, even doing some research on that will completely change your life. So take care, and I will see you next week when we dive deeper into the power of market research and how you can use it to launch almost anything. So love you guys. Appreciate you guys. I'm here if you guys have questions. I'm here if you're interested in hearing more about the event July 27th and 28th in Philadelphia at the Bananas game, and then locally at a really massive Airbnb cabin. So I'm excited for it. Hope to see some of you there. And I will talk to you guys next week when we talk more about the power of market research. I'll see you guys then.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.